Okay, we left off last week with quite a few problems. We had the Memgo Vavada. We'll just read out the Negev points of the Gemara. Ravada Barave made a statement on Ravada Barave, Levi Sheyolda ben Apotam Ichomisloi. The Gemara now struggles. Why? What's the case? Ibn Maman, who impregnated her? The Gemara says it was Ibn Mikoyen, Milevi. So of course, the child is Potter because he's a Koyen or a Levi. I feel Misrael Islam. So the fact that Rav Ada Bar Ava used the word Leviya means he's using the mother power, not the father power. So it must be the Abba Mi'israel. If you're using the father power, L'mishpachoysam, L'veis avoysam k'siv. That doesn't make sense. If you're using the mother, then we have a pasuk that negates that. It says, L'mishpachoysam, L'veis avoysam, which teaches you that the child is miyuchas after his mother, after his father, not after his mother, as far as mishpach is concerned. Amav papa di bil migoy. That was a papa's solution. So we were struggling with this a lot last week to try to understand what exactly the Gemara accomplished by this Hukimt. Okay, so the way we'll just jump to the end of the shiur, the way we broke it up is that in Halacha, there are two ways to identify a child. One is biological. Okay? Biologically, and the biological question is he Jewish, Lamashal? Who are his relatives? Does he inherit his relatives? Which relatives are his halachic relatives that he inherits? Generally speaking, Yibum, for instance, does his mother have to do Yibum? Generally speaking, all of those biological questions are determined by the genes in Halacha, which means that all of those types of shaylos, the mother plays just as much of a role or more than the father. Right? Sometimes more. Look, I'll be whether he's a Jew or not, according to the way we paskin, the mother plays more of a role than the father. It's mainly the mother. So those are all the biological questions. A person yashins his mother, whether his father's a goy, whether his father's not a goy, whether he yashins his mother. He's not allowed to live with the arayas of his mother, no matter what the status of his father is. He yashins his mother no matter what. His mother is part of him, even if he's a mamza, technically. Right? That's the whole case. How it's power, whatever. Even if it was done through Nisrei Bia, the mother is part of him. Though in all of those areas, he's miyuchas after his mother, at least as much as the father. And then we have what we call mishpacha, which is the yichus of which tribe you come from. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Those areas of Halacha, the child goes after solely his father. Mishpachoysam leveis avoysam. The Vlad goes after his father solely. But it's only those areas. So it's obvious that when Rav Ada Bar Ava made his memra, without Rav Chaim's chiddush, when Rav Ada Bar Ava made his memra, he was clearly saying that for some reason, by Pidyon HaBen, we don't look at the father only, we also look at the mother. That's clear, because he said Leviya. And that's why the Gemara is struggling. The fact that he used the word Leviya means that he was saying that there is a case where we will not look at the father as far as Pidyon HaBen. We will look at the mother. The mother will pater him from Pidyon HaBen. And that's why the Gemara is, that's where the whole struggle comes to play. So right away the kasha is, did the Gemara know Mishpachos L'Veis Avosim? Did the Gemara not know Mishpachos L'Veis Avosim? When you first look at Rav Ada Bar Avi, did you know about the concept of Mishpachos and Beis Avosim, or did you not? L'chaira, at first glance, you know that for some reason, Rav Ada Bar Avi holds, L'gabi Pidyon HaBen, Mishpachos and Beis Avosim doesn't count. Otherwise, his statement doesn't make sense. His statement, Leviya, Sheyolda, Benar, Potter, Mecham Yisrael, we don't talk like that when it comes to Mishpacha. When it comes to Mishpacha, it's not negay who the mother is. It plays no role in Halacha who the mother is. It only plays a role who the father is. So right when you look at Rav Ada Bar Abba's statement at face value, you right away see, I would say, Chiddush number one of Rav Ada Bar Abba, is that the mother plays a role, Lagabi Pinyan Abba. Period. So in that regard, even without Reb Chaim's Chiddush, the Gemara had to know that. Right. And then the Gemara goes Kilu with a shock of a tire. Well, who did she become pregnant from? If she became pregnant from a Kohen and a Levi, that's just the way of the Gemara's Sprach. That's the way the Gemara is communicating. That the Gemara knew. It can't be it's a Kohen or a Levi, because the Rabbi Abba is not saying anything. It must be Mishpachos. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean the Mishpachos and Mishpachos? That was about the Bava's memory. The Pidyon HaBen is not on the list of things that go by the father. But biology plays a role. Biological. The DNA plays a role. The Gemara L'chor, the Gemara knew that. So stop, you have to know, what was the Gemara's problem? What was the Gemara's problem? Ultimately, according to one mandama, that's not what he learns. Right? The way the Gemara ends, with the second mandama, it says, that's how the Gemara concludes according to that mandama. So it seems to be that there's two approaches in the Gemara. The second approach, L'chor, is the most simple approach. Second approach is, Rav Ada Bar Avi's Chiddush is that Pidyon HaBen does not have to do with the father only, it has to do with the mother as well. And it belongs to those halachas that we have, which are biologically charged, right? They generate it. Right? That's what the Gemara says at the end. According to Ma'abar of Yes, that's what he's saying. So we don't need Hishtik Lachter. We could analyze what he means exactly. Does he mean that the child of Rabbi Pinyan HaBen is a Levi? Rashi over here is Mashma. That's the way he's learning. Does he mean that Lagabi that we don't even look at the child at all? We only look at where he came from. That's Rashi and Chulin is Mashma like that. That's just a fine tuning. What the logic is why Pinyan HaBen doesn't go by Yichus Av. But that's what he's saying. My Rav Yosef is really saying the simple pshat in Rav Ada Bar Avi, which is that Pinyan HaBen is not totally in the father. Only it's totally in the mother. Yes, if he has a father who's a Kohen or a Levi, so he's a Kohen or a Levi. He'll be part of a Pidyon HaBen because he's a Kohen or a Levi. But even if his father is not a Kohen or a Levi, he will become Potter because it's not based on Mishpachos and Beis Avosim. It's based on... So bearing that in mind, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Aber Mimayim. What do you mean the Aber Mimayim? We just said. Rav Ada Bar Avi is saying, for some reason, we go after the mother, not the father. Where did the Gemara see anything different in Rav Ada Bar Avi? Where did the Gemara see anything different? That was the problem. And then, what's the Gemara's answer is a problem. Gemara's kasha is a problem. The Gemara's answer is a problem. Both are a problem. Because the question is very unclear what the Gemara's question is. And the Gemara's answer that it was a goy involved, how does that help us? If you're going to tell me that Rav Ada Bar Avi doesn't mean to say that it goes by the mother, so it doesn't help you that it comes from the goy. What does it help you comes from a goy? It still doesn't go after the mother. It still goes after the yichus. And a child that comes from a goy doesn't have one drop of more yichus than a child that comes from a Jew. He's as much less yichus. Right? He has no yichus. The child that comes from a Jew has more yichus. And if you're going to tell, so therefore, if you need a yichus Levi, if the Gemara's question was that biological is not enough, but you need yichus of a Levi to pater, then what the Gemara gained by its terrors? The Gemara gained nothing by its terrors. Because you still don't have a yichus of a Levi. And if the untish teshuah, the maskan of the Gemara here, is that you don't need yichus of a Levi, which is similar to Mabar of Yosef, quite similar, so then what do you gain by being a guy? You have the same mila by a Jew. This is why we're going around here in circles. We're going around in circles. Either approach would work. If for some reason, the first man of the Gemara held, it's not possible to say that Pinyan HaBen should be biological shy. Fine. So well, what's the terrors? That's the problem. The challenge is not so much why the first teretz of the Gemara didn't hold of the second teretz of the Gemara. You could say Rav Papa doesn't hold that it's something we can even entertain that Pinyan HaBen should not be totally in the yichus. You could say that, but then if you say that, then what's the Gemara's teretz? Ibrahim Migoy is vaitanon. So that's why we brought him Reb Chaim. And Lamaisi, even after we had Reb Chaim, we still were struggling. So Reb Chaim tried to put it somewhere in the middle. Reb Chaim tried to say, but even Reb Chaim's oiftu is still the same problem. In other words, Reb Chaim tried to accomplish that. Hey, we have a child, he's in the middle. Because if there's a Yisrael father, so then that cancels out the DNA of the mother. Right? That cancels out the DNA of the mother. What do you mean? It doesn't. Lagabi Nachalo, Lagabi doesn't. Lagabi Yisuri Elva doesn't cancel the DNA of the mother. That's the problem we have with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, in conclusion, is trying to say that if the child's a Ben Leviya, so of course, after Reb Chaim, in conclusion, L'mishpachosim L'veis Havoisam, the child who comes from a Leviya, who doesn't have a Levi father, will never be a Levi. You could never call him a Levi, he'll never be a Levi. He can never do Avoid of Leviim. He's not a Levi, period. But, says Reb Chaim, he has DNA. That's true. So does he when his father's a Yisrael. He has DNA. Right? And when his father's a Yisrael, it doesn't cancel his mother's DNA. It's just another layer. He has yichus mishpacha from his father. Doesn't cancel the DNA from the mother. Lagabi, all DNA-based halachas. This is where we come to a dead end. Because there's no mate to this chiddush of Reb Chaim. You're not going to find a matching halacha to this. Either you have to make a decision. Either Pinyan HaBen is based on biological. If it's based on biological Leviim genes, so this child has biological Leviim genes, whether his father's a Jew, whether his father's not a Jew. And if you base it on yichus, this child has no Leviya yichus, whether his father's a goy or his father's a Jew. So that's what I'm saying. You're at a dead end. That's the problem. You're at a dead end. And seems to be the Gemara is not really switching from L'mishpachos and L'veis Havois. The Gemara brings in L'mishpachos and L'veis Havois. The Gemara could have just thrown it out. The Gemara could have brought in L'mishpachos and L'veis Havois and then said, you know what? Hani mili l'gabi shiro l'gabi mishoyoch. L'gabi pidyon haben basur imei shadinam. The Gemara is never embarrassed to say that. Ava l'gabi pidyon haben shadinam le basur imei. End of story. And then we wouldn't have had to make the kimta that she was his abu migoy. Doesn't make a difference who she's abu from. Who cares who she's this abu from? Shadin and lay basarima, like Abi Pinyan HaBen. But the Gemara seems to be continuing L'mishpachos and L'veis Havois. The Gemara is not throwing that out. The Gemara came up with a solution. The solution is the father's a goy. There are two ways to become potter. The maskana of the Gemara. The petachem tali rachmana. What's the halacha if the father's a kohen? Whoa! No, I'm talking about maskana. Maskana is a Gemara.
In that sheet that you see, there are other.
It's not a hybrid.
It's a unique situation.
No! No, it's not a hybrid of the maskana. Maskana sagamore is very simple. Maskana sagamore is, if you're a kohen, you're part of the beginning of Ben, because you're a kohen. It's not a hybrid. It's not a hybrid, but that's not called a hybrid. Every child is like that. Every single child in the world is miyuchas after both, genetically, both. It's not a hybrid. Every child genetically is miyuchas achar oviv, and miyuchas achar imar. He's not miyuchas achar oviv genetically. He's miyuchas after both. That's not a hybrid. That's kans perikei shnoichlam. Perikei shnoichlam is not a hybrid. Noichel is imoy, v'noichel is oviv. That's not a hybrid. Hybrid means we have a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. Genetically, the child has both. It's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. And the Gemara's maskana is very simple, that a kohen is part of a binyan ben, and a genetic kohen is part of a binyan ben. That's not a problem. That's not a hybrid. That's easy to understand. Simple. Reb Chaim is the hybrid. Reb Chaim is the hybrid. Reb Chaim is saying it is genetic, but it's not genetic. That's not what the Gemara is saying. Not in the first teretz, and not in the second teretz. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. Reb Chaim is saying, really, it's genetic. Really, it's taka genetic. And taka, it doesn't make a difference if your father's a kohen or a levi, or your mother's a kohen or a kohenis or a levia. You're parted from Pidyon HaBet. The only thing is, if your father is a Yisrael, he doesn't allow your mother's genes to pater you. If the father's a goy, then what's patering you? Not your father's genes, your mother's genes. So then we just say, genes are enough. Genes could pater. Levi genes is enough. Says Reb Chaim, but if your father's a Yisrael, then he cancels the mother's genes. That's a hybrid, because we don't have that anywhere. In Gantz Shulchan Aruch, we don't have such a thing, such an animal alive. The second lashon of the Gemara is very simple. Pidyon HaBen is totally in genes. Genes paters you. Doesn't make a difference if it's your father's genes, if it's your mother's genes, like anything else, like kol ha'tor kol. The problem is the Gemara throws in l'mishpachosim l'veisavosim. That's the Reb Chaim would also agree to what I'm saying. If the Gemara wouldn't have thrown in the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim, Reb Chaim would have said the same thing. The problem is the Gemara throws in the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim, and the Gemara never throws that out. That's the problem. The Gemara never throws out the Mishpachosim. The Gemara brings in the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim, and the Gemara doesn't throw it out except the second mandam. The second mandam of the Gemara comes and he says, you know what? B'peterechem tali rachmana. Throw out the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim. But the first mandam in the Gemara doesn't throw out the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim. That's the problem. We have to work with the Mishpachosim l'veisavosim because the Gemara doesn't throw it out. The Gemara mitigates it by saying the father is a goy. How does that help us? That was our ikar problem in the sugya. And secondary to that is the maskana of the Gemara, which seems to be that there's a difference between a Leviya and a Kohenis. If you have a Leviya that was Nisabu Menoivik Yechovim, then the child is going ahead to be potter from Pidyon HaBen. But if you have a Kohenis that was Nisabu Menoivik Yechovim, then the child is going to be Chayiv. And that is because she becomes mischalalas. The problem we had was, why is she more mischalal than a Leviya? She still has Leviya genes. Those Leviya genes never went away. Why is she worse than a Leviya? She's from Shevet Levi. So if you look at Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the Omid, he seems to be bothered by this question. Elokein is kivin the evil law, havalei zo. So Tosfos says Va'afilu kedushas levi apaka minei. Even the kedushas levi was paka mina. Vigora mi levia. And she's even worse. Eishes konshenes bis. The afal gav the mifsel metruma loy paka mina kedushaling in heislein. Aval kohenes the kedushas migufa. Kishemischaleles poka kedushas alagamli. What does that mean? They have the same kedusha. Every kohen is also a levi. Every single kohen is also a levi. So Reb Chaim in the same piece by us, Reb Chaim says that the kavana of Tosfos is. Shedin kuhune mafkia levatel din leviyim inay. Even though the Gemara says all over Shas that a kohen is a levi, kohen is a levi too. Reb Chaim says din kuhune mafkia levatel lagamli din leviyim inay. Says Reb Chaim, the Gemara says kahana mikru leviyim. Says Reb Chaim, v'hodi yisus shekahana mikru leviyim. Hainu, shedine kuhune klulim gamkein in yone levia. Now again, Reb Chaim goes back. Ach, mishpachas kuhuna ain't a klulo bedin mishpachas levia. But, going back to mishpacha again, he says, avo, mishpachas kuhuna Eino klal b'din mishpachas levia. V'chol achas meim kol miyuchid la'atzma. Well, it came, kishenivala kohenes l'nochi v'nifsal mena kohune, havi zol gomo, v'av dinei levia ein bo. That's what he says. So Chaim seems to be saying that a levi doesn't have kedushas kohen. Mitzad mishpacha. So mishpachas, mishpachas kohen. If that goes gone, there's nothing left. Going back to mishpacha again. But I thought we threw out mishpacha. I thought that was the whole idea. We threw out mishpacha. Right? Isn't that what we did? We threw out mishpacha. So what's that do? Who cares? Chaim is saying that even though l'chayr every kohenes is also levia. He says, yeah, but mitzad mishpacha, it's a mishpachas kohuna. And once that gets canceled out, there's nothing left. Still shevet levi. Genetically, it's still shevet levi. The whole point is that we don't need mishpacha. So again, we're still vital holding on to mishpacha. Another question here, l'chayr, is why did the Gemara start with a kohenes, with levia shenisam? If you hold like the last mandama that says that it's mischalal, so it makes sense why we started with Leviya, because we want to find a case where there's no mischalal, right? But according to Rav Yosef, that says we're talking about nisabu miyisrael, right? Ma'abred Rav Yosef says we're talking about nisabu miyisrael. Right, Rav Papa was the one who said it can't be nisabu miyisrael because mishpachos muveis avos. Right, but Ma'abred Rav Yosef said no, lo ilam the abu miyisrael. Right, so then why did the Gemara, why did Rav Agav Rava say it's din by levia? Should have said it by kohenes. Kohenes should nisabu, but not potu mechom yisrael. If you learn it was dafka nevelas migoi. So now we have the last thing what the Gemara states, which is that if she was nivel l'goy, she loses the kahuna, she loses levia, she's destroyed. But according to Ma'abred Rav Yosef, Rav Ada Bar Ava is not talking about she become impregnated from a goy. She got impregnated from a Yisrael. And the mishpachos levei savoisam doesn't bother us. Because b'peter rechem toli rechmon. So why do we need to come on to levia? Why is it a big chiddush? Ultimately, from the Gemara's maskana, I would say it's a smaller chiddush.
That's only because of the first one
done. No, but I'm saying it's a small. But that's.
But in general, just the regular din that a kohen pachas didn't have that.
It's the same halacha as a levi.
Okay, so then it makes no difference, kind of.
The difference is simple. The difference is that by kohenes, there's more of a tzad that the poitel is a shame kohen, which becomes bottled by the Yisrael. In other words, there's more, it's more vulnerable, that's all I'm saying. So this kasha the Shai Lemoyra asks, the Shai Lemoyra in our sugi asks, that he understands why if you hold, like with Papa, it had to be Leviya because otherwise she's Nischalelis, because it was over Kechovim. But he asked, according to Mabri and Rav Yosef, it should have said Kohenes. And Fakir, he holds Kohenes as a bigger Kiddush, because the Kohenes' Kedusha is more vulnerable than the Kedusha of a Leviya. Leviya seems to be more immune from problems. She's a Leviya. Her weakness is her strength. Her weakness is her strength. That's his all. But the main challenge to understand the Maskana of the Gemara is, why in the world does the Kohenes not still maintain the fact that she's from the Levium genes? She's part of it. Now you should know, there's another debate in the Achronim, in the Maskana of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that there's a she's Nischal, she's Nischal. Now what's the halacha with the Pidyon HaBen? Who's chayiv in that pigyon haben? So the stipler by us says like this. I'll just get pull you up the stipler. Seems to be the zechiv pigyon haben. By akum shebo al kohenes. So the vlad the gemara comes out as chayiv in pigyon haben because since she's mischalelis, the child is chayiv in pigyon haben. So the stipler says like this. Who's chayiv in pigyon haben? Who's the one? So he says like this. He says the kid himself. Kid himself will be chayiv in Pidyon HaBen as he grows up, because the father obviously is not chayiv. Yedoch HaGoy. The mother's not chayiv because the mother's potter from Pidyon HaBen. So who's chayiv in the Pidyon HaBen? So that's what he says. Chayiv liftos es atzmei l'kshiyagdil. Di'ina ina chayevus. That's for sure. And then he says like this. Ma adinim nis'abro. Va'achakach. She loy nis'abro. The girl was born to Kohenes. So now the Gemara says she was nis'chal. Right? And the Gemara seems to say now her vlad by Kohenes will not be potter from beginning. What's the halacha if she was nis'chal? Then she married Yisrael. Okay? Then she married Yisrael. Zok down. But this had to happen like this. She had a Baal Yisrael. Okay? She was Nival Alakum. But she was this Abu Mibaila Yisrael. So when the child is born, he's born after she became this Halal. But he's a peterech. He's a peterech. So what's the halacha? And it wouldn't make a difference. He's going even in a bigger chiddush where it would be where she became impregnated from before. Either way, what's the halacha now with the vlad? So he says like this: Ovav Yisrael chayiv bepidyon. That's his sheet. For ulam zok the stipel v'yisi shebichyai gavne yesh poitri. They pater the child from Pidyon HaBen. They rak oisei vlad shenoylad me'akum. So when the Gemara says nischalala, the Gemara Tanka doesn't mean she's nischalala forever. That child that's born from that bia that made her posel l'kohuna, that child doesn't carry the Pidyon HaBen p'tur. So in other words, you have a kohenes, She was nisabro from a akum. The Gemara is saying she's nischalel, and because she's nischalel, the kid is chayiv in pidyon haben when he gets older. But let's say she wasn't misabra from that beer, and now Yisrael is balel. So there are those who say that child will still be part of pidyon haben. So when the Gemara says she's nischalel, the Gemara only means that vlad itself. It shouldn't make a difference. If you're learning like Tosfos is saying, once the Kedushas Kuna goes off, everything flies off. She's not a Levi anymore. Kid should be chayv and begin abed. Should be no nafkamina. Uchari should be no nafkamina. So, Shaila is how the Maisa to learn him. So I would say like this. In the Sikkum Advarim, I would say like this. We had a big kasha here. Our main kasha to understand the sugya, so this is what's bothering everybody on the same level, is what is forcing the Gemara to grab onto both chatichas here. Sai mishpachosim leveis avosim and sai genetic, and that's why we had the whole problem. So we wouldn't have a problem as well. So I want to give you a simple teretz to that. And then from there we could work everything else. The Akash and the Gemara used this all for Akasha, which made it even worse. The Gemara used this logic, whatever this logic was, for Akasha. Why is Akasha? Just say it's Tully and Jeans and finished. What made the Gemara push it to Mishpachosim Mishavosim and then have to sort of walk it halfway back? What? Mali Lutzarazes. So I'll explain to you a simple thing. I think that this is a simple thing. This is very unique. Pidyon haben. We were forced. We were against the wall. We were against the wall. And I'll tell you why we were against the wall. Because simply we said, Shulchan Aruch has two parts to identify a child. One is through Yichus, and that goes by the father. And one is genetic, and that goes by the mother too. Either only by the mother at times, or also by the mother. Finished. Torah says like this. Here's our problem. Our problem is, it's not enough to go bust at a mother here. And I'll explain to you why. Because the part, normally in all of Shas, when we want to go after the mother, what are we trying to get from the mother? Genes. In other words, he was born from this mother, this woman has another child, they're genetically sisters, brother and sister, also Altarias. Right? This child was born from this mother. I don't care who the father was. He yarshens the mother. Because genetically, this is the son. So normally when we talk about gene-related issues, what are we trying to get from the mother? Don't forget starting point. What are we trying to get from the mother, halachically? Genes. We're looking for genes. And in halacha, we respect the genes of the mother. And Mamela, they give us the genetic makeup of this child. So really, it's not that Lagabi Samalochas we look at the mother, Lagabi Samalochas we look at the father. It's really, what are we looking for, the end game? Are we looking to cash out a gene? In other words, we were asking like this, you have a child. There are two ways to be miyachas the child, to his father, to his mother. So we know genetically we connect the child to both parents. And look, sometimes even the mother alone is enough to give him a yichas yisrael. We connect the child to both parents. Okay. So the way we understood is, okay, so pidyon haben, where does it belong? Is it part of the Shulchan Aruch genetic? So then it goes by the mother as well. And then we have no problems. The sugi would have been gevaldik. Or is pidyon haben on the other side? L'chayr v'ad barav is saying, pidyon haben is on the genetic side. And that's why Leviya Sheyolda, but not part of Mecham Islam. So I'll tell you what the Gemara's problem was. The Gemara's problem was like this. All over Shulchan Aruch, when we look at the mother for genes, it's because the end game, all we're looking for is genes. We're not looking for anything more than genes. We're looking for who is the biological mother, and therefore who is the biological sister, and therefore who we're looking for genes. That's what we want to put it into the bank of genes. Mamela, that's all we need. We have to get genes and deposit it. So the deposit is genes. Problem, my opinion, Aben, is what are you depositing at the end of the day? Levi. So Lamaisa, the card that you're pulling out is a Yichus card. You're not using your mother's genes, you're using your mother's Yichus. So so that's why it's a problem. The problem the Gemara had wasn't simply put it into, why is Rav Papa going so crazy? Just say, this is gene related. Mazel tov, potem epidemic. He would have no problem. But the problem he had was that ultimately the card that the son, that the Bechor is pulling out, his exemption card, is Levi. Now I'm not even saying he's a Levi, but he's using the Levia Ptur. Right? He's using the... And Levi is not a genetic thing. So we want to deposit a Yichus card, and we want to use genetic connection, which is isolated from Yichus. That's the problem. All the other cases in Shulchan Aruch, which is why we were banging our head against the wall. What do you mean? Genetic. Fun and mazel tov. Chaim with the mishpacha, with canceling, with this. What are we going crazy for? Rav Adabar Abba said it, Ben Levi, brought to be picked up, mazel tov. Teretz says, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. And that's why in the conclusion of the Gemara needed a new pasuk. That man don't mabre the Rav Yosef. That there's something called Yichus Rechem. Wasn't at the end of the Gemara, even at the end of the Gemara, the last mandom of the Gemara, is also not just saying, well, it's genetic. He's not saying that. He's saying there's a Gzeres HaKosov. That Lagabi this, the Torah was Mechadish, or Yichus that's genetic based. Lagabi picking up it. It's a new. But the Gemara couldn't simply say, it's not Yichus really. So if Papa's saying, I don't understand you. At the end of the day, you're putting into the bank Levi card. You have no Levi card to put in. You want to say, well, I'm genetically connected to my mother. Agreed. 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 But you're not putting in a genetic card. When you're yarshining your mother, you're putting in a genetic card. I'm her son. Genetically, Yerusha is a genetic thing. I'm yarshining my mother. So it's not a question of identifying you, it's a question of what you're trying to get. What are you trying to get? And Rav Papa is saying, you're trying to get a Yichus out of a gene.
So what's wrong with that?
That's what's wrong with that. He's saying, you know what? I'm connected to what? To a Levia. You're not. You're genetically connected. But genetic means that we isolate. It's like when you take a gene and you isolate different chromosomes. You isolate, your connection to your mother is only to her genetic makeup, not to her Yichus makeup. So you're not genetically connected to a Levia. You're genetically connected to this lady. That's the problem. You want to say, I'm genetically connected to a Levia. That's giving us a headache. You're genetically connecting to a gene. You're not genetically connected to a Levia. Because the only way to connect to a Levia is not through a gene. See, so that explains why the Gemara came to a standstill, because Fostutzachta. It's a gate. If we'd be dealing with Yerusha, with Achayas, we have no problem. All we're trying to accomplish is genetic. Sometimes the Torah requires Yichus. We're just trying to connect genetic. Genetic doesn't help you. At the end of the day, the Gemara's maskana is, that mandam and the second mandam, that there's a new gzeres hakosuf. It's almost like there's l'mishpachosim l'veis avosim chutz mipidyon haben. By pidyon haben, you could connect genetically to a yichus. Wow, that's a zanayazach. That's how everything evolved. That's how the whole thing from beginning to end evolved. Now l'chayra, now we understand the other nekuta that was saying. Because this is what the Gemara accomplished by a goy. When the Gemara said, goy, I'll tell you what the Gemara accomplished. What the Gemara accomplished by a goy is that when you have a goy, the only way to make the child a Jew is to be miyachasim after his mother. So when the Torah said that Akum Abal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Jew, that was a way of the Torah saying, not only were genetically connecting you to your mother, but we're being miyachas you after your mother. It's not just genetic, because you could be genetically connected and be a goy, like a ger. A ger is miyachas after his mother. He's not he's biologically connected to his mother. He's not miyachas after his mother. So here, just like, so what I'm telling you is simple, and this really is the conclusion. No matter how you learn, the Gemara had one glaring problem, and that is, how in the world could you pull out a Leviah card out of a mother? That's not shaykh. The most you could pull out of a mother is a gene card. For this, the Gemara gives two terutzim. Both of them are gzeres hakosav. Terutz number one is Rav Papa's approach, and that is, we have a case in Halacha where the Torah is miyachas the child, not just genetically, but halachically, miyuchas after his mother, that's where there's a goy. And that's why the Torah makes him into a Jew. Oh, so once the Torah, behechrach, connected him to his mother, viyichas, now he can pull the card in as well. That's Terutz number one. Using that gezeres hakosav. Terutz number two, no, there's a local gezeres hakosav. That's exclusive for Pidyon HaBen, Peterechem B'Yisrael. So the conclusion of the Gemara is there has to be a Gzeres HaKosav. Because this child is pulling out a Levi card, there is no way for us to nicely slice it and say, oh, it's a gene thing. It's not a gene thing. It's a Levi thing. And the only way you can pull out a Levi thing, you can't pull a Levi out of a gene. That's like throw a genie out of the bottle of the music. You can't do it. The only way to do it is with Gzeres HaKosav. And Gzeres HaKosav can only be made if... So the first Madama says there's a global Deraisa Dika Halacha, which is Akum Ve'Evan Abal Bas Yisrael. The child is miyuchas after his mother, not just genetically. It's miyuchas after his mother. He's a Jew. And with that comes a Halacha. Just like we have all over Shas, Migu is miyuchas after his mother, Lagabi didin Yisrael. He's miyuchas after his mother, Lagabi didin Levi. Exactly. And the second mandomer is saying, no, there's a special, exclusive, Bechoyres related Gzeres HaKost. But our whole big problem in the whole story from beginning to end was, why do we need fancy things here? Simple, genetic, done. That couldn't come to the table. Okay, we'll stop here.